be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
As if we needed a reminder, there is a international soccer games going on this time. And so the TV coverage of sporting events is sort of a wonderful scientific achievement. That is, if you're into soccer, because it links people together worldwide. And even though these soccer tournaments or soccer games are being held in different places, they are basically telecast throughout the world. The barriers of distance, oceans, mountains, and national boundaries have been overcome by technology. The interest and technological expertise has united millions of people of many races, of many colors, of many creeds and nationalities. But despite such link-ups, our world is a divided and many times a very violent place, with dissension not only between countries, but within countries, and even within families. Despite being created as one human family, we continue to live as islands of fear and selfishness. The barrier which renders us unwilling or unable to reach out trustfully to one another is an attitude of mind and heart that sees might as right when power and privilege are on our side. And no technology can overcome these barriers. Only the Holy Spirit of God, present in the world through us, can accomplish this task. This Holy Spirit shows itself in sincerity rather than in self-righteousness, in simplicity rather than in success, in reverence rather than rejection, and in acceptance rather than achievement. In this weekend's gospel, the very last part we heard proclaimed by Deacon Jim was about the yoke. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Traditionally, the rabbis referred to the interpretation of the Torah as a yoke, and their interpretation was neither easy nor light. The Torah is in written and in oral form, and it consists of some 24 books. the oral Torah, Mishnah, the official commentary on the Old Testament law and the traditions. And technically, as we all know, a yoke was a device used by farmers to harness animals together so that they could work in harmony. The interpretation of our Lord of the Torah compared to the other rabbis is easy. To be yoked to Jesus is to share a burden that is light with him. So on this weekend, as we reflect upon these readings, let us yoke ourselves to the Lord Jesus and learn from him so that we will have the Spirit of God within us, ridding us of all sinful divisions.